you had an incredible block on that touchdown. I think it was against Joseph. I can't remember who it was, the corner.
No, I don't think he was in. Okay. It was 21. I don't remember. Yeah, that guy.
Okay, I see. Okay. Well, yeah. talk about that block. Is that an underrated part of your game or something you're working on?
Yeah,
what
I was just trying to get better at it, you know.
But you kicked him out, Mike. Yeah. I mean, you almost just knocked him out of the frame.
Yeah, I'm trying to get better at blocking, you know. That's one of my weaker part of my game. You know, I've been just trying to get better at it, and I think I've been doing a pretty good job so far since I've been here, and just want to continue to get better because you don't want to overlook that. You know, that's big parts of the game. Your teammates are always blocking for you. Our running backs do a great job for us, so it's always nice to return the favor.
How much pride did you take? Did they say anything to you in the film room?
Yeah, of course. Of course, Coach pointed me out, told me I had a great block. Put it on the film, so that made me want to go out and get some more of them.
Right. How has your blocking been to this point? I mean, much improved from last year or a little improved?
I think so. I think it's been a lot better since last year. And, you know, just got to keep at it. You know, just got to keep fighting to, you know, push for my teammates and try to spring them sometimes.
Any other good blocks you've had?
I had a couple of them, but, you know, you just got to go back and watch the game film. You'll see about six or seven of them in the last two games. So, you know, that's what I've been trying to pick up and make sure I catch my guys in the open field. And you don't want to be the guy getting put on the practice film for not blocking. You don't want to be the example guy. So just try to stay off of the bad clips and, you know, make them good.
On Saturday, what do you guys want to see out of the offense? I know Philbin has talked about fast starts.
That's the main. Me personally, if you're asking me, that's the main thing, you know, I think we need to do is start fast this game. First two games, we started really slow. About third drive, I think, in both games. I'm saying both games because I only played two. But I think in the two games that I did play, we didn't score until, like, the third drive. You can't play like that. You don't want to get behind the eight ball. You don't want to start. You know, team might get fast starts on us, so we got to automatically have them going back at them. We don't want to start slow and have to make up ground.
Why do you think you got started in that first game?
I don't know. Honestly, I really don't know. It's just a bad start, I guess. We just got to have a good start this week. And I think we have the guys to do it. We have the game plan to do it. So we just got to go out and execute.
Mike, how much are you looking forward to playing your first game in your new home stadium?
I'm excited. You know, like you said, it's my new home. So I'm excited. You know, it's going to be a fun place to play. I've played here like twice since I've been playing. So, you know, I always enjoy playing down here. Love the weather. Love the stadium. So, you know, I get to see it about eight times at least a year now. So, might as well start it off right.
You've had some success at playing at the stadium. I know you had like one touchdown at least in one of the games that you didn't score in both games you played here.
Yeah, I scored in both of them.
Both of them?
Yeah. So, you know, hopefully I can keep my streak going in the stadium and score every time we play there, hopefully. You know, I'm 2-0 so far, so hopefully we can make it 3-0.
Do you feel that this will give you a good idea, considering that the starters likely will play the entire first half, give you a good idea where this team is at to get ready for the opener?
Yeah, because, I mean, you know, it's the third preseason game. Everybody knows this is the, you know, the mock real game. You know, everybody knows that, you know, teams are going to have a little bit more game planning and really have their guys out there trying to make plays. I think guys are going to turn up a little bit for this game, and you just have to be ready. You know, I think it's going to give, like you said, give us an idea where we're at, where we stand as a team. And it was a good test for us.